Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord has said. Among those who are near me, I will be sanctified. And before all the people, I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace. This is one of the most humbling scenes in the Old Testament, really in all the Bible, as the sons of Aaron, priests, offer unauthorized fire before the Lord. They did not perform their duties as God had commanded them. And immediately fire came out and consumed them, and they died. Sin is serious before a holy God. God said, "Among those who are near me, I will be sanctified. Before all the people, I will be glorified." I think we have a tendency, or better yet, I should say, I know I have a tendency to treat sin lightly, to sometimes think of sin as not that big a deal. Like, oh, this thought, just a thought, this word, just one word, one thing I said, or one desire that was not good, or even when I know I should have done something that I didn't do it, I can easily just be like, oh, well, God will forgive me. Like, this is not the way we should think about sin. We should realize that one sin against an infinitely holy God is worthy of infinitely eternal punishment. And I think about Genesis chapter 3, one sin, they ate a piece of fruit. They ate a piece of fruit, and from one sin came condemnation for all men, Romans 5 says. We must not underestimate the seriousness of one sin before a holy God. So today, O God, we pray, help us to realize the seriousness of sin. Help us to hate it. Help us not to be casual with sin. God, deliver us from any and all casual approaches to sin. Help us to see even what we would consider to be small sins as serious sins. Even right now, oh God, lay our hearts bare before you. Help us to see ways that we have been casual with sin. I pray for this in my life. I pray for this in others' lives who are listening to this right now. Please, oh God, don't let us be casual with sin. Lord, we confess our sin before you, even specifically in our hearts and lives after this little podcast episode is over. Cause us to be broken over what we might consider the slightest or smallest of sin. Lord, help us to hate it. Lord, help us to confess it honestly, to turn from it, to repent of it, to receive your grace. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you all the more for your grace in covering over our sin. We should be dead. We should be separated from you forever in hell because of our sin. We should be consumed by your judgment, Leviticus chapter 10. Oh, God, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Jesus, thank you for enduring the condemnation we deserve in our place. So help us then to be holy. Help us to honor you with our sanctification. Help us to glorify you in our lives today, we pray. Help us to run from sin and pursue righteousness, holiness before you and others. May it be so, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.